I'm Lynn Brimson and I'm from Orchardvale Community School in Barnstable. When we're planning, we plan as a team regularly together. So we look at our literacy planning together, we look at our maths planning together, and then when we plan the other subjects, we sit down and we plan different activities and different experiences for the children. What that means in literacy and numeracy is that when we go through the planning, we look at different groups of children and the sorts of activities that we can provide for those children in order that they can all take part within the lesson. Now within that, we also look at the kinds of resources we're going to use. For example, our maths groups, we've separated them into a low ability, middle ability and a high ability. And that's to make sure that all the children in one whole cohort can have the special provision of care, which I believe we're really good at providing here. However, it also means that you can target your lessons for that particular group of children. So some children might be more advanced, they might need the computers or they might need different kinds of equipment. Whereas children maybe in sort of like the lower ability might need more hands-on equipment like the cubes, they might need more number squares, multiplication grids, they need to see the numbers and do the maths practically. And some children obviously won't be able to access necessarily the written word, so we look at providing maybe an art stimulus to start the writing process with. From that, the child will then maybe have some labels to add to the image of the art, and then from then they'll then be encouraged to write a sentence. But throughout all the art planning and the labelling, they'll have had lots of input with talking, lots of speaking and listening, maybe some drama and role play as well. And as teams, we organise those moments for those children, whether that be with the class teacher, whether it be with a guided group in the classroom, or whether that would be with a TA outside the classroom. And from that, I believe that that builds up their positive attitude towards writing. It makes writing a safe thing for the children with special educational needs who need that extra support. As we progress further through maybe a topic area, in order to encourage the children to write further, they have differentiated frameworks. So rather than having a sheet of lines, they have a sheet of boxes which they need to fill in, which makes writing seem not quite so scary. And then gradually you then reduce the number of boxes, and maybe at the piece of, or the end of your framework, you've then got some dotted lines and they write on the dotted line. So really it's about setting them up in steps and stages. So you build the confidence first, so all children know that they can access the learning in the classroom. And then you give them the crutches and the support and the demonstrations. They talk about learning. Learning is made very open here. And we talk the language of learning. We also talk the language of making a mistake. It's really good if you make a mistake, and that doesn't matter who you are. The fact that you've made a mistake means that that can be discussed in class, and then children can then evaluate their own learning and move all their learning forward. As a school, we also use a system called Assessing Pupil Progress, which is known as APP. And teams of teachers here will get together and they will look at the progress being made through each and every child in their class. Now that will first of all mean that the teacher will sit down, will assess the children through guided reading activities, will look at the strength of the child's writing over the course of 6 weeks, and then sit down with the APP criteria and look at how does this relate to the child across geography and science and history, and highlight off the relevant targets that have been met. And then as a team, we then gather together all of that evidence and we look at the needs of the cohort. So say if some children are struggling to make the necessary progress that they need, we will then sit down together and see, right, what intervention programmes can we put in place? What new resources do we need in class? How can we as class teachers help them through maybe our guided focus groups? Do we need to change around our guided focus groups in order to help those children further? So it really is almost like the team around the child. Everybody's aware in the whole of our teams who needs that extra support.
I'm Robin Lowry. I'm Key One team leader in Orchardvale Community School in Barnstable in Devon. For less able children in reading, so children working towards age-related expectations, we do assess the children half-termly for phonics as well as using APP for reading. The children are assessed for letter recognition and sound recognition, and also for tricky word recognition as well. So there's a lot of high-frequency word recognition happening alongside their phonics skills. We also use APP half-termly across a range of texts for the children. So during guided reading sessions, the children experience a range of different stories and non-fiction work to be able to assess them using the APP assessment criteria. Once we've assessed a child's writing skills, dependent on what the next step would be for that child, we would put a strategy in place to support and scaffold their learning. With a child with dyslexic tendencies, it might be that if letter formation is weak, we might help them to improve their pencil grip by using a pencil grip. We've also been talking about using the thinner pencils because their hands are smaller, so their letter formation might improve in that way. Again, dependent on what the need is, a word bank might be useful. Using coloured paper to help the child also might be useful. A writing frame. And again, as you move up the scale towards more able children, depending on their need, simply prompts with what makes writing good, a success criteria for them to extend themselves, would help them progress further in their writing. In my classroom, we actively look at and assess where the children are at in their learning. And if a child is demonstrating dyslexic tendencies at that age, we would be using strategies such as correct letter formation, pencil grip, ensuring that the child has access to the correct colour resources necessary to support dyslexia-friendly work. We also use PowerPoints that enable the child to approach the learning more appropriately to support their needs. We make it visual and hopefully we make it enjoyable.